Welcome back. It's time to talk the Prowlers here on the Dennis Stuckey Show as Jeremy Skiba and Brady Beaton join me now. The Prowlers coming off another weekend in which they split with the Columbus River Dragons. And the first weekend, it was a couple of 4-3 hockey games. This weekend, 6-3 on Friday night Columbus, 6-2 on Saturday night for Port Huron. So when you put the numbers all together, this is about as even as two teams I've seen play each other in this league in all the years that I've been following this league. Obviously, Friday night, not so good. Saturday night, terrific, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, with Friday night, they took it. The Prowlers took a 2-0 lead into the second period, but about, I think, like 3 minutes left, Joe Pace was ejected.
Doing Joe Pace things.
Yeah, for kicking a player. And after that, it was just, you could tell there was just a change on the ice now, playing with five defensemen. Just things weren't going the Prowlers' ways, and they surrendered five unanswered goals, eventually losing 6-3. But then on Saturday night, well, we learned that Joe would only get one game, so he'd only miss Saturday night. He should be back for the mentor trip. And, yeah, they just played their game. They looked great from the start, and Columbus did strike first, but, you know, Prowlers were able to really bounce back, take a commanding lead, and yeah, take a 6-2 win. And also, Corey Simons had his first start of the season. I mean, no doubt, you know, he's, as we were mentioning before, segment, you know, one of the best goalies in this league. You know, 15-10-3 last season with a 3.23 goals against average, .923 save percentage. I mean, absolutely, like, terrific numbers for the FPHL. So it was great to see him back in net, and hopefully he sticks around and he gets a few more starts. Definitely a guy that can help this team win.
Yeah, and the usual suspects. Hat trick for Robertson on Saturday night. Two goals for Graham. Dalton Jay had a goal. They assisted on each other's goals. It was a big night for the big three.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this line, it's without a doubt the Prowlers' best line. You know, it's the most offensive production comes from them. I mean, we saw it weekend one in Danbury. So, I mean, when this line's hot, the Prowlers will be winning hockey games, and it was great to see them all gel again this weekend.
All right. Who, other than the guys that we've already mentioned, who else stood out for you this weekend and did a good job for Port Huron?
Well, can I say Simons or?
Go ahead.
I would definitely say Simons, without a doubt. I believe he made, I think it was 31 saves on Saturday night. He even robbed Tim Santopalo literally on the doorstep with a, Simons was down, the whole right, left side of the net was open. He somehow got over to Santopalo, making a nice glove save on him, you know, I believe in the third period, 7 minutes left. So, like I said, I was really excited to, you know, when Matt and Joe said he was going to be in net, and just to, you know, Simons was Simons Saturday night, and like I said, very, very integral part of this team, and definitely a guy, you know, when he's in net, he's going to give the Prowlers a chance to win night in and night out.
Yeah, and good to give Chris Paul on a break because he played every game but one so far this season. Yeah. So, you know, not nice to know that you got a little bit of a combo. Because I'm one of those guys that I think in this league you can play alternate two guys if you've got two guys, and it's kind of what the Prowlers did the year they had the big year. So they had Santagita and they had Simon, and they could kind of roll them, and one guy didn't have to play every night.
Mm-hmm. And now they go down to the second place Menor Icebreakers.
Yeah, second place because they stopped playing Battle Creek. Interesting. Interesting. I wish we could play Battle Creek. How come we're the only team in the league that hasn't played Battle
Speaking
Creek
of Battle
yet?
Creek, nine games in, coach gets the axe.
Yeah, that's rough. What are they? They're 0-9?
0-9.
They got beat by somebody the other night, 9-2. They keep getting shut out.
The goal differential through 10 games is minus 43.
I told you this would happen. The only thing that hasn't happened yet is they haven't gone through 60 players, and I thought by 10 games they'd been like North Shore and gone through 60 players.
They are the most active on the trade market. Like every week I'm on the transactions page. They're always making trades, whether it be like three guys going one way and the other or one and one for one. Don't know how many exact players they've been through, but yeah, you know, they've been active though. So you're definitely right about that. Yeah,
it's not quite North Shore would bring six guys in every week and then waive them so they didn't have to pay them, and then bring in six new guys and waive them so they didn't have to pay. It was
North Shore is like before my time.
Yeah, they had a different lineup every. You'd play them three nights, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they'd have a different lineup for each game.
And they were actually semi-competitive the first half of their first season, too.
Yeah, until they realized they had to pay their good players, and then the good players got traded, dispersed throughout the league, and they would just bring in rec league guys to fill their roster for every game. And that's my fear on Battle Creek, has been from day one. When you're going to put a team in the league, you got to give them more than a couple of months to prepare for a season. It's always a catastrophe. Always. Always. Yes, I'm pointing at you, Beaton.
What? Why?
Because you're a catastrophe.
I learned it from you, so.
So let's really talk about the Mentor Icebreakers and not their crappy logo that doesn't make any sense from their stupid uniforms.
Still nice.
But are they for real, or is it all just because they beat up on Battle Creek a little bit in the first few games?
They're one of their two losses. I mean, Delaware stole a game from them, but they had 51 saves in that game. So, I mean, it took a goalie standing on their head to stop them. Granted, almost every one of their games has gone against the last place team in each division. I think this is going to be a big weekend to see if Mentor is a real team. They will, even if they don't win, if Mentor gets swept but they're competitive, that's different. I think this is going to be a prove it weekend for Mentor, and maybe they do have a good team going down there in Ohio. Who knows? But you know, you've beat up, I joke, but they've beat up on Battle Creek, yay, and they beat up on Delaware, who I think is actually a competitive team. I mean, their goal differential is only minus 13 and not 43. So that's a team that can beat you. We'll see this weekend if when the Prowlers come to town, they can slow them down.
Well, unfortunately, last year, the Prowlers were the only team that Mentor could beat with any consistency.
Right.
We played them like 13 times, and I think it was 7 wins for us and 6 for them. And they didn't even win 20 games last year.
No,
so
they definitely beat up the Prowlers last year.
And when you talk to the guys, the one thing that they'll all say is they play hard. They're not very talented. They just play hard, and it gave, for whatever reason, they were a bad matchup for us.
Yeah, I was actually talking with assistant coach Matt Graham last week, and when I mentioned Mentor coming up, he said like they're really like punishing physical team. It's tiring. You know, they'll tire you out physically. So yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting matchup. And another stat I wanted to mention. Sorry, I just love stats. Mentor's goalie, Adam Routabush, I believe. I'm not sure that's how you pronounce it, excuse me, but I'll know by Friday. But he started all 9 games for them so far, and he's a .927 save percentage and 2.23 goals against average, which is like really astronomical numbers for this league. Big guy, too, stands at 6'3", so not sure if he was with them last year, but nonetheless, they definitely do have.
I don't remember that name from last year.
I remember them having a really tiny goalie, Mosier or something like that.
Mosier.
Yeah. But, this guy, he's a goaltender for real. He has the size and stats to prove it. So, I'm going to assume he's going to get at least one game, probably two, of course, against the Prowlers. So, probably the toughest goalie that the Prowlers will have to face so far this season.
Yeah. When are you going to finally make a determination? Like, at what point in the season do you go, okay, these teams are good, and okay, these teams aren't? Christmas?
That's fair.
Yeah. End of the calendar year?
That's fair.
Because that would be about 20 games in.
By that point, teams are usually set, because it's still, everybody's still changing, bringing guys in, bringing guys out. But by about Christmas time, New Year's, you kind of know who's playing, or who the main guys are that are going to be there all year. And are going to play for these teams, and then you can kind of gauge who's real and who isn't. And usually by then, everybody's played everybody else at least one series. You know, because again,
Maybe not as much now with 10 teams, but
yeah. But I just it just seems to me like everybody else has played Battle Creek a weekend this season, and the Prowlers haven't seen them yet. We've had to play Columbus back to back weekends, so of course our record is
Columbus
only 4-4
in December, like. 3 games against Columbus in December.
Yeah. So
I believe the Prowlers have, I think it's in December. I think they play like a Wednesday game against Battle Creek, and it's just like a 1 game thing. So I don't know when like their first series against Battle Creek is, because there's There's another game they play, Battle Creek, later on in the season. Again, it's like on a Wednesday for one game. Yeah. So,
you know, see, I'd like to have one of those weekends where we can have a couple of 9-2 wins and fatten up all our numbers and look all impressive and great, like some of these other teams have gotten to do.
Right.
I mean, it seems like every weekend Battle Creek gives up 9 goals in one game and gets shut out in the other and loses 5 or 6-0.
I'd like to have
a weekend like that. But we don't get to play them. And by the time we get to play them, they'll probably bring in Scotty Bowman, a whole new roster, and become the best team in the league.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll get someone in there that can get them a few wins. I think the stat for the worst start is, I think, 0-14 in the FPHL. Well, the FHL. The P is stupid.
I say P because I'm new here. So.
Yeah. I'm still stubborn to call it the FHL. I'm not going to change.
You're not a prospect. You're not getting drafted.
No.
So you're not a prospect.
No.
But I believe the general manager of the team is taking over them until they find a new coach. So he's. I think he's had some assistant coach experience in the ECHL. I think his last name's Steo, something like that.
Okay.
So, it should be interesting to see if anything changes. Who knows?
Good luck to them, but they other than mentor for their uniforms, Battle Creek is my least favorite team in this league, and I can't wait to stomp on them. So,
dude, you know, the powder blue looks great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's nicer than Elmira's uniforms, but it doesn't make any sense calling yourself the Icebreakers and putting
Battle
a shark
Creek
on your jersey.
Danbury for 2 games.
So great. So Danbury gets better this weekend.
They don't play the Prowlers until December 18th. And yeah, that's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. How great. How great is that? Anyways, what else? Did you bring your dog to the game?
No, he's in New Jersey. So yeah. But my parents were watching in the living room, so I assume he was with them.
In spirit.
In spirit, yeah. He was there in spirit.
A lot of dogs. I didn't get to see Saturday night's game, but a lot of dogs?
Yeah, a good amount. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, there was the director up in the booth had her dog up there, too. Her fiancé, husband brought up. So, yeah, it was fun.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I like that promotion. I hope they do it again.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Yeah, definitely.
You can get Roger to bring the puppy in.
I can. You will. Oh, she'd go nuts. She doesn't like other dogs.
That's all right. He always sits off. He's like me. He doesn't want to be bothered during a game, so he sits off alone in the section. Yeah. Anyways, gentlemen, appreciate it. And we talk Prowlers hockey every week here on the Dennis Stuckey Show. Jeremy Skiba and Brady Beaton. Brady will be back because we'll talk Lions next here on the Dennis Stuckey Show on AM 1380 WPHM.